My name is Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
What's going on, everyone? This is Erica Dela Cruz in for Miss Esprit Devora. Welcome. Today with us on the show, we have Miss Amber Januel, co-founder of Januel and Johnson. You're listening to the Women in Tech podcast. What's going on, Amber? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. So I gave our audience a little taste of who you are, a very short intro, but we really want to get to know you on the show today. Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, what Januel and Johnson is all about.
Of course. So I have been in LA for a few years. I come from a multicultural background. Most of my work history is in fashion and promoting the arts. Most recently, I co-founded Januel & Johnson with my partner, CJ Johnson. Januel & Johnson is a creative agency and a collective that is looking to work with tech, fashion, entertainment companies. We do everything across the books. We're a one-stop shop for marketing, creative, and pretty much getting the word out there about your brand.
Love it. Love, love, love it. So you co-founded this brand. What inspired this and what does the company mean to you?
Sure. So Januel & Johnson is a way that we are able to speak about things that truly matter, give companies a little bit of a larger voice and allow them to also speak about those things. And more so than that, we are allowing tech companies to understand what is so strong about, you know, fashion brands that are doing really well with influencers and social media and their branding, and they kind of have it on point. So we're taking a lot of that influence, and we're also handing that and giving those assets to tech companies.
Love it. So was there a particular instance or some shift or something that happened that allowed you to become exposed to the tech world and really bringing the tech community together with the social influencer marketing?
Yeah, so I was working at an apparel company a few years ago as a project manager, and we were starting to talk a lot about bloggers and influencers and how we were able to get them interested in our brand. And in the meantime, my partner was actually working with tech companies and doing something very similar. So he was bringing a lot of those aspects that we're talking about, the photos, the videos, the marketing, and doing it in a much more creative sense for mobile apps and tech companies. And at the time, we were talking a lot about collaborating and what different projects there might be the opportunity for. And it seemed like both of these companies, the fashion company and the tech company, had a lot in common and were both looking to do the same thing and didn't know quite how to do it.
Gotcha. So you were like the meeting of the minds, kind of. You brought one thing and he brought the other.
Totally.
I love it. So I know that we were talking before. You mentioned you are also an influencer. And how does that give you perspective into what you do? And is this your calling, you think?
Sure. So the influencer aspect has been very interesting. Everybody that works on our team does have a social following to some certain extent. And it's helped us a lot because instead of being that fashion company or that mobile app that doesn't know what an influencer should get paid or knows what an influencer wants, we actually know what we should get paid and what they should get paid. And we also know what we want. So we're able to offer that to them, and we're able to do it in a much more cost-effective, but also a much more interesting and collaborative way.
I love it. Love it. Love it. And so did you picture yourself doing this? Like, is this your, do you think you're living out your purpose right now?
I think that this is providing a way to reach that purpose. One of the things that we talk about all the time at Januel & Johnson is how we're able to use our voice through the creative. So how are we able to talk about the things that are, changing the way that people are seeing things, opening their eyes to certain aspects, and slowly but surely changing the world. So in the end, that is my goal, is to speak to more people, to be able to reach more ears and really talk about the things that are changing in our country and in our world and what we can all do to help. This company gives us the asset to larger companies that are working with so many more people and might in the end have a much larger voice, and we're able to educate them on why that matters.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I love, love, love where we've come in mainstream digital media to the extent where you could be anyone and you are, you can literally start sharpening your voice. And then the hope is you're sharpening your voice for good. So it seems like the agency is really assisting in that mission.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, even more than that, with the voice, there comes a strong power that can be used in negative or positive ways. And we would like to do our best to ensure that it's mostly for positive.
I love that. So for anyone here being inspired, maybe they're working on something similar or just trying to get off the ground to really make their dream a reality. What were some of the beginning steps that you took to take the idea to company, to actuality, to actually realize the inspiration that you had to start the company?
Yeah, I have a lot of suggestions for people actually starting, trying to start companies. It's really important that you are, even if it's just your business, that you're still collaborating with others and that you're talking to others about your ideas. They can help you figure out what's right about it and what's wrong about it. It's also very important that you're willing to take a risk. If you're talking about starting a company and yet you're not quite willing to take that extra step in that direction, it probably won't happen. And it's just really important that you surround yourself with the strongest people possible, the most educated people. Always know that you're probably not the smartest person in the room, and you always have to listen and be open to other suggestions.
I love that. On that note, did you have any mentors, any assistance or guidance from anyone specific as you were building all this?
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be working with a lot of different companies. And so that was speaking with CEOs. I was speaking with other young entrepreneurs that had started their own companies, hearing about their successes, but also about their failures. Also, I have my partner, CJ Johnson, who has been a huge inspiration to me. And he was, to a certain extent, a very large mentor in learning about the tech industry, since I come from fashion and art. And having all of those resources available to me, in addition, spending countless hours reading and learning about those things that I did not know yet, has taught me a lot.
Love it. Love it. Love it. And can you think of something specific where maybe you changed courses or you changed directions, or you were realizing maybe while you were just pursuing the fashion and the art side that you needed to shift gears? And what did that feel like? And how did you realize that?
Yeah, I have a very strong passion for the arts and for creativity, but it felt like it wasn't quite fulfilling what I needed to feel motivated about it. So the tech industry, it's very new to all of us. There's a lot of things changing. There's AI, there's virtual reality, there's things that are helping us with health. And it just felt like that ability to help make our society a better place, help change the direction that we're going in, is all through the tech industry right now. So as much as we can take the creative and the arts and really fuel our passions with it, there's also a large voice to be taken from the tech. And it seemed like they weren't obviously we have like a Tesla and Google that are speaking, but there's a lot of other tech companies out there that are doing really cool things that you don't necessarily hear about.
I love that. Yeah. And for a lot of people listening, they have those dreams, those aims and desires. And I'm also such a firm believer in what you're talking about, which is creative in the abstract is amazing. But sometimes if you really want to impact the world and sharpen that voice, you need that concrete component, whether that be technical, business, the business portion, you know, entrepreneurial side. I would say that really would up-level your idea from just staying an idea to actually coming to fruition as a company.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I love, love, love that. So in the spirit of all the advice, we here at Women in Tech love, love resources. Is there a resource that you can recommend for anyone starting to build their company, starting to maybe cultivate their ideas, but some sort of resource that helped you along the way?
Yeah, so I always recommend that you read a lot, you do a lot of research. It depends on what your industry is, but if you're really interested in like the tech aspect, there's a lot of really awesome podcasts, there's a lot of really awesome books out there, and also just doing a lot of like LinkedIn connections and finding people that are doing something similar and just sitting down and having a coffee is honestly probably the largest asset that you can have.
I love it. Yeah, finding people online, taking it face to face, and then solidifying the connection. That's incredible. And you mentioned books. Are there any in particular that you're fond of that maybe you're reading right now that you recommend?
Honestly, like one of the starts to being an entrepreneur and to following this kind of like tech spirit is the Steve Jobs biography. I really would recommend that everyone read that if you're looking for a starting point.
Love it. So starting point, you've started. You're well on your way. Congratulations on everything you've built. What is next for Amber?
So we have a lot of huge things that we're talking about right now. We are looking to see how our company can speak for even larger causes. For example, we were just at Google talking about education and how a lot of diverse students, younger students, aren't really necessarily learning that they can go into a tech field. And this is in lower income and diverse minority programs. They don't have the access to the same assets that we do always. And we're looking to see how we can change policies and really incorporate that into other education systems.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Well, thank you so much. And how can people connect with you if they want to follow up on a resource or a piece of advice or just follow you along the journey?
Yeah, of course. So I'd love for you to follow me at Amber Januel, AmberJanuel. And also follow our company at www.generaljohnson.com.
All right. That was www.januelandjohnson.com. Thank you so much, Amber, for joining us today. We'll see you next time you're listening to Women in Tech Podcast.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.